What is going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate all of you for joining me on today. Thank you so much. If you're listening to me at 6 a.m. on my web radio station, thank you for getting up so early to support me. It means so, so much. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my platforms, I thank you for taking time out of your day to press that play button, because you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you decided to stop by and give me a chance. And it means so, so much. If you're new here, welcome. I always keep it positive on my podcast. I speak about positive things. Talk a lot about my life experiences, things I've dealt with. Some of those things may be considered negative. However, the overall message is positive. On that note, I haven't been here in a minute. It's been a couple of weeks. I have not recorded anything on the podcast. I haven't done any YouTubes. I haven't done any TikTok videos. I haven't done anything, because whenever I create content, I have to make sure that my mind is clear. I have to be able to listen to the Most High. I have to make sure I'm 100%. I have to make sure that I'm good overall. And the last thing I want to do is record content and I have to pretend like I'm good. I have to pretend that I'm in a good mood or whatever. I'm never going to put that energy out there to anyone. My energy is always going to be clear, and you're going to be able to 100% feel me. And everything I say is genuine. And I always want to spread positive energy, love and light to everyone. So I am here on today. Well, actually, it is 2:17 in the morning. And like usual, I'm up when I should be asleep. My sleep pattern is off completely. And yeah, that's where I am with it. Furthermore, I've been going back and forth with a few messages that I need to speak on. And I just want to say that I absolutely love being around like-minded people, whether it's in person, on the phone, FaceTime, any scenario. I love the energy, be around like-minded people and people that are on the same vibration that I am, same frequency. I love it. It's a certain energy that's given off that just makes me happy. It makes me feel calm. And I just enjoy the energy. I don't think anyone would just want to be around people that are negative, always complaining, looking sad, feeling down. just spread negative energy. No one wants to be around that. I know I don't. I don't at all. So I just wanted to put that out there, that when you're feeling anxious, uneasy, people are bringing you down, that is not the type of energy that you need to be around. Even if it means just being by yourself, be by yourself for a while. And eventually the people that are meant to be in your life and in your energy are going to come. Don't ever try to rush it. We always get in our own way. We try to rush things. And if it's out of turn, if it's not time for that particular person or situation to be in your presence and in your energy, it's not going to happen. All kind of things will happen to let you know that that's not where you need to be in that moment. So appreciate the good energy and the good people that's around you. I know I do. I enjoy it. I really do, because for so long I've been surrounded by negativity, negative energy, negative people that continue to try to bring me down. People that don't want to see me win. And it's actually draining. It's draining. But I've learned along this journey that sometimes you have to tune people out when they're being negative. Just tune them out. While they're talking and being negative, you're in your own little world. Next thing you know, they'll be like, they'll call your name and be like, "Hey, do you hear me?" And you'd be like, "No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear nothing you said." It's not that you're being rude. It's like your mind is somewhere else. You're on a different frequency, a different wavelength. Your mind is trying to elevate. You don't have time for negativity. So literally, you can't hear the negative BS that they're talking about. You can't hear it. You're not supposed to hear it. What you're supposed to hear is positive things. What you're supposed to hear is your own thoughts. That's what you're supposed to hear. What you're supposed to hear is peace and quiet, so that you can hear what the Most High is trying to tell you. What you need to hear is that you got this. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You're strong. Keep going no matter what. No one can stop you. You're unstoppable. That's what you need to hear, because those are the things you need to tell yourself every single day. Don't wait on anybody else to tell you. Tell yourself that. While the world is being negative, while people are being negative around you, you create your own positive bubble. Protect yourself. Protect your peace of mind. Don't allow people to get to you. I know sometimes it may be hard, and trust me, I know. It may be very hard, but the mind is so powerful. So powerful. You can control everything. You don't have to let people get to you. You know, they may try to get to you. For example, if you're having an awesome day, You're smiling, you're laughing, you're singing, you're dancing. You're just in a good mood. And here comes this Debbie Downer looking at you, assessing your good energy, seeing that you're on top of the world. And here they come, complaining, being negative, purposely trying to bring you down and make you feel sad. For no reason, just to be evil. Are you going to allow this Debbie Downer to take you out of your zone and out of your element? Or are you just going to continue to have that amazing day, being positive, spreading love and light, having good energy? Are you going to continue to be in that space? Or are you going to come out of your good energy for a second to get them together and curse them out and argue and go back and forth? I think I'll pick the positive energy. Because if I step out of my element and my positive energy and get them together, I'm going to lower my frequency. Now, my good day, my amazing day, is going to crumble. And I'm going to be just as miserable as this Debbie Downer over here. And I don't know about you, but I don't have time for that. Life is too short. I would rather protect my peace and my energy and stay happy and positive. Because I know what this Debbie Downer is trying to do. I know what the evil energy and demons inside of that Debbie Downer is trying to do. I know this now. I see you. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring me down so that I can be miserable, sad, low self-esteem, all of that. That's what they're trying to work on. But like I stated earlier, the mind is very powerful. And you can control the situation. The overall message is protect your peace. Don't give people that much power over you to snatch your positive day away and that positive energy that you're possessing. Don't give people that much power over you. Because all it is just negativity and demonic energies that are coming for you. Oh yeah, they're coming. When you're being peaceful, don't bother anyone, being happy, you're operating in high vibrations. You want nothing but the best for people. You're just operating in love that makes the enemy mad. They're coming for you. So you have to equip yourself, okay? Mentally, you already know that they're coming for you. So what are you going to do? Protect your peace. Stay in your positive bubble. Don't give demonic energy the time of day. Don't feed it. Now, there's too many things that we could do to protect our peace. First, we can start by ignoring them. We can walk away, run if you have to. You can block these people. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to meet with them. If you work with them, set boundaries. You don't have to talk to negative people just because you work with them. You don't have to. You can just let them know that you're not interested in conversating or you're busy. Set boundaries. Let people know that they can't play with you. Because if you open up that door and allow them to play with you, they're going to play. Oh, they're coming. Protect your peace at all costs. We only get one life. One. And you should enjoy life and be happy. Don't be miserable because other people are miserable. Some people just set out to cause misery and pain to other people because they're so unhappy with their lives and what's going on. Their failed accomplishments, their lack of love, low self-esteem, their insecurities. They want to gaslight you and push all of that on you because they're unhappy. Doesn't that sound demonic to you? So, I don't know about you, but I'm going to let them have that. And I'm going to work hard to protect my peace and stay focused on things that I'm trying to, well, things that I am accomplishing. Becoming my better self, elevating in life, moving to the next level. That is what I'm concerned about doing. I'm not concerned about entertaining foolishness, the latest gossip, talking about people, sitting up giving people a piece of my mind, and I'm not interested. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I've literally walked away from arguments, ignorant conversations, and told the person that I'm good. I'm not interested in arguing with you. Yeah, I'm just gonna let you have it. So sometimes, you know, when you call people out on their BS and let them know that you see them, I see you. I see what you're doing and you want to argue, but I'm not going to participate. Sometimes when you call people out, that angers them even more. Oh, because they're wanting to fight and argue. That's their sole mission. They're wanting to argue and just mess with you for some reason. But sometimes you have to look at people and tell them, you know what? I see you. I see you. I'm not interested in arguing with you. And when you do that, they'll call you crazy. You're the one that's crazy. Because you're not wanting to argue and be combative. Well, you know what? If that makes me crazy, then okay, that's what it is. However, that is an opinion, and everyone is entitled to an opinion, right? Everyone is entitled to an opinion. You can have an opinion about me all day. that doesn't make it a fact. So, always remember that, guys. Don't get mad when people say things about you. They try to push their views and opinions on you. Like, let them have that. Let them have that. They can have that opinion. Say what they want to say. Talk about you. Or whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's not a fact. It's an opinion. And that opinion is coming from someone that is ignorant, demonic, low class, probably uneducated. And for some reason, they decided to pick you to mess with. So clearly, you're doing something right. You're doing something to irritate their demons. Something to make them mad and probably even jealous. And make them sweat a little bit. So, yeah, they're pushing off their own insecurities on you. For the most part, at this particular age that I am, I have learned to pick my battles. I've learned so much. I tell you, growth is so beautiful. Growth and maturity is so beautiful. Oh my goodness. If I would have been equipped with the wisdom that I have now when I was in my 20s, I would have been fire. But you know, everyone has to be naive, young, and naive. Some would even say young and dumb, but you know, whatever. Some of us, we have to play that role at some point because life is a journey. There's no manual, and you don't come into this world knowing everything. I mean, we can take bits and pieces from our parents and what they taught us. But ultimately, as you become an adult, that's when you have to put your big girl panties, big boy boxers on and step out there and be who you really are. And if I'm honest, when we're young like that, we really don't know much. We haven't had much experience in life. So it's a learning process. You don't know everything, even though you think you do. At that moment, you think you know everything, and people probably can't tell you nothing when you're young. But when you get older and you can sit back as a mature adult and cross your legs, probably put on some glasses and tilt them down a little bit and look at the younger generation and you just sit there and just shake your head like po-tink-tink. Po-baby. You think you have it all figured out, but you don't know nothing. Nothing. But I said all that to say, I thank the Most High for growth because I've learned over the years how to pick my battles and when to walk away from confrontations, ignorant conversations. People that serve no purpose in my life. People that judge me. People that belittle me. People that don't believe in me. I've learned to just walk away. You know, I have. And in doing so, I think that just made me love myself even more. That's where self-love comes in. Because if you had self-love, there's no possible way that you would allow the foolishness to go on, that go on. You wouldn't allow it. But once you mature, and you start loving on yourself, and you start appreciating life and appreciating your journey and the things that you've gone through, that's when you know you made it. Mm-hmm. You made it. You might know a little bit. Might know a little bit. So I'm just thankful that I have the maturity and the wisdom to walk away from things that are not helping me elevate in life. Things that are keeping me stagnant. I'm learning to walk away. I'm not perfect. I'm not all the way there yet. I'm a work in progress. I'm learning to walk away. I'm learning my worth. I'm still learning everything that the Most High has for me. I'm still learning. I'm still being shown things all the time. And I appreciate everything. I'm humble. I appreciate the journey. The good as well as the bad. I appreciate it all because that's what makes me the woman that I am. And I am a queen. I am beautiful. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I am educated. I am successful. I am love. I am peace. I am happiness. I am that I am. I am everything that the Most High has for me. And once you learn your worth, once you learn your worth and you start to step into your own power, that's when everything will start making sense to you. Everything is not going to make sense when you first start out in your journey. It's not going to make sense. A lot of things didn't make sense to me. And then when I look back from where I started, when I look back, it's like, wow. I really thought I had it figured out. I did. But through the experiences that I've gone through and the knowledge that I've obtained, I can reach back and help someone else. I'm able to sit here on this podcast today and speak on my experiences and possibly help someone else to let you know that you're not alone. You're not alone at all. You know, people go through things. And myself, for example, I went through some things. And some things that I was very embarrassed to go through. And I've spoken of some of them throughout this podcast journey. And it was embarrassing to go through some things that I had to go through. But when I think about it, I had to go through all of that. First off, to know who I am. and so that I can speak and help someone else that may be in the middle of going through those same things that I went through. And I know that I don't have to be embarrassed. I know that I don't care about someone talking about me, making fun of me because of things that were out of my control. I don't have to be embarrassed about anything. I used to blame myself a lot for going through things, for going through abuse. I used to blame myself for my mother being on drugs. I used to blame myself for a lot of things. It wasn't my fault. So when I decided to stop blaming myself, I think that's when the healing started. When I decided to stop being embarrassed and start speaking about certain things that I went through, that's when my healing started. I don't have to tell every detail of my life. However, certain things that I tell can help someone else. And through helping someone else, I'm also helping myself, because speaking about those things have helped me so much in this healing journey. I was able to free myself from a lot of things. And in freeing myself, I can possibly free someone else. I just want to let you know today, if I'm speaking to anyone that has gone through abuse of any kind, if you're in the middle of it, better days are coming. Hold your head up. It was not your fault. It wasn't. Don't blame yourself for things that someone else did to you. That's what abusers want you to think, that you deserve it, that it's your fault, that no one will believe you, that people are going to think you're crazy because you're speaking. But speak your truth. Free yourself. And know that you are somebody. And know that the Most High loves you so much. The Most High will never leave you or forsake you. Just ask for guidance and for help in figuring out your next step and what you should do. And your answer may not come right away. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. But it's coming. Just don't give up. Keep being you. Keep being positive. Keep smiling. Keep being strong. Keep helping other people. Don't let that person change you and make you turn into them, because that happens a lot. They try to turn you into them. But because they're evil to you, doesn't mean that you have to be evil to other people or to yourself. And the first love is self-love. If you don't have self-love, you don't have anything. And I know firsthand that if you're in the middle of trauma or abuse of any kind, the last thing you're doing is loving yourself. You probably hate yourself. You probably don't even like to look in the mirror. That person has probably hurt you so much and made you feel insecure to the point that you feel like you don't even matter. But I'm telling you, if you believe in prayer, prayer works. Pray and ask for guidance, for strength. Take baby steps every day. Get in that mirror just for 1 minute, 30 seconds, 1 minute, and just look at yourself. Tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're handsome, that you could do anything. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That you are powerful. You are somebody. You're going places in life. That person doesn't have power over you. And you're healed. Tell yourself that every day. And eventually, even if you don't believe it, you'll start to believe it. Make small changes like that. And see, don't you feel better? See, don't your life change? Even if you're in the middle of that situation right now, your life will begin to change. Then eventually you'll get the strength to just walk away. You know, sometimes they make it hard for you to walk away. They may threaten you, may do a lot of things. But better days are coming. And you're going to be okay. Hold your head up. Don't you dare hold your head down and give in to demonic energy. Just know that one day your situation is going to be a distant memory, and you're going to be helping someone else. You may not be on a podcast speaking, but because of the kind of heart that you have, you're going to be doing something to help someone else that may be going through something. Don't change. Don't let anyone change you. Keep being positive no matter what. Because all of that positive energy and that love that you put out in the universe, it's going to come right back to you. And you're going to know it when it comes. You're going to know it. It's going to feel like home to you. It's going to feel familiar. Because that's the same thing you put out. It's coming right back. So hold on. And don't give up. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I don't know who needs to hear that today. I don't even know how I got off into that. But it was meant for somebody to get that message on today. It was meant for you to hear that. At whatever time you're listening to this, even if it's a year from now, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, if you press play and you're going through any of those things I said, this message was for you. Just know that you are love. Okay? Don't you ever forget that. I want you guys, if you would like to email me, you can email me at kimijo774@gmail.com, and I will be sure to get back with you. Just please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. If you're listening to me on my Feel the Beat web radio station, there's a message tab, like in the middle of the page. You can leave a message for me on there as well. I think I've covered everything for now. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And I love you as well. Have an amazing day, you guys.